Thank you and good morning. The ballistic vest a sheriff's deputy was wearing is being credited with saving his life after he was shot in the chest while conducting an eviction in Shelter Cove on Tuesday. The deputy and a sergeant went to a residence on Kelly Lane in Shelter Cove to evict the resident, 55-year-old William Lloyd Nelson. While approaching the house, Nelson fired several shots at the officers, hitting the deputy in the chest. The two officers retreated and called for backup. The injured deputy was airlifted to a local hospital where he was checked out and who was alive because he was wearing that vest. The county crisis team, the critical response team, SWAT, the CHP, and medical personnel were called to the scene, and residents in Shelter Cove were asked to shelter in place. As of 3:30 this morning, Nelson has been taken into custody and booked into county jail for attempted murder. Nelson was arrested and convicted of shooting dozens of rounds from a rifle at a cell phone tower in 2011 and is ineligible to possess firearms and remains on probation. Arcata police responded to a residence in the 2100 block of Eastern Avenue on Tuesday morning after receiving a report of a home invasion robbery. The victims reported that two suspects, one armed with a handgun and the other with a knife, entered the home through an unlocked door. The suspect with the handgun held the victims at bay while the second suspect searched the house, and then both men fled the residence and left the scene in a dark-colored small pickup truck. The suspects made off with cash and other belongings and are described as adult white males who were wearing ski masks over their faces and who remain at large. 60-year-old Salyer resident Paula Witten spent an unscheduled night in the woods along Highway 299 from Monday into Tuesday before being found and rescued. Witten was headed westbound on 299 on Monday morning when she allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway, where it then tumbled down a steep and heavily wooded hillside. Witten, while uninjured, was unable to call for help and was left stranded. On Tuesday afternoon, employees with Apex Fencing from Reading were removing signs from the roadway when they heard a voice call for help, and they then called 911. Firefighters and medical personnel responded to the scene and located Witten, who was pulled to safety. There were no signs that Witten's car had left the roadway, and she was taken to Mad River Hospital for a checkup. The Board of Trustees for Mendocino College are one step closer to a memorandum of understanding between the College of the Redwoods and Mendocino College regarding the offering of classes at the Fort Bragg campus. Mendocino trustees will consider the MOU at a meeting tonight in Lakeport, and if approved, Mendocino College could begin offering classes in Fort Bragg by July 1st. The MOU would cover a 3-year period and includes provisions to have the two schools work on both short- and long-term solutions to providing classes to coastal residents. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are changes at the jail. Dave Silverbrand has more.
The Humboldt County Correctional Facility is taking more caution now before releasing inmates. Sheriff Mike Downey said the new procedure begun in March allows the jail to hold people who could be a danger to themselves or others. The new policy stems in large part from the Gary Bullock case. He's the man accused of beating to death Father Eric Freed. Some critics have suggested that Bullock should not have been released from jail earlier that evening. The new policy demands that corrections officers review the behavior of inmates about to be released and note behavior such as slurred speech that would lead them to be concerned for their safety or for that of others. Corrections officers are also required to offer assistance to find places to go for inmates released during the night. Sheriff Downey said the new procedure grew out of community meetings held earlier this year in the wake of Father Freed's death. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thanks, Dave. If you're headed south on Highway 101 this week, be prepared for traffic delays in Willits as work on the bypass project continues. Motorists can expect delays on Main Street in Willits as work crews restripe the roadway between Hazel Street and Highway 20, right where the traffic bottlenecks in town. The work is scheduled to be performed overnight, weather permitting, and traffic will be reduced to one lane as the work is completed in the northbound lanes. Motorists can also expect heavy trucks delivering dirt, a part of the project that is not affected by the temporary injunction that applies to wetlands. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.